I was yesterday so efficient compared to the last couple of weeks. I guess what did you guys do better?
Well, number one, I think we executed well. I think all of our guys, from a start to finish, I think the first five drives, we were able to march the ball down and put points on the board. And in the end, so we started fast and we ended up finishing strong. You know, 4-minute situation at the end of the game, to be able to close it out, that's tremendous confidence. So moving forward, that's something to build on. As always, our goal is to win the game, and the second part of it is to improve. And I think, we had a really good session a few hours ago with our players, and they understand that moving forward.
What's the best measure of how a running back is playing? Is it yards? Is it yards per attempt? Is it carries? Is it touchdowns?
Well, it's probably a combination of all of those categories as far as overall production. But something that we always look for, what are you doing on your own as far as breaking tackles, making people miss? It was quite a few illustrations of our backs, protecting the football and keeping the legs churning. And then you saw our offensive line just push that pile. Those are the type of runs that you really love to see, because it's about finish. It's about making every opportunity count. And that was exciting to see.
Edgar, why do you think that toss works to Eddie's strengths? That little toss play.
I think he can do it all. He can do it all. I wouldn't just say that particular situation. I think he can do it all, but. It's a different look for the defense. And I think he does an outstanding job running those type inside zones. And again, our offensive line did a tremendous job creating creases for him, and he took full advantage of it. You saw him put his foot down and burst through the line of scrimmage and broke tackles, made people miss, and finished moving forward. And that's what it's about, playing with tremendous leverage, being fundamentally sound, and making the most of those opportunities.
Edgar, I know he had to leave the game with an injury yesterday, but do you like the way Rutkowski's coming along as a lead blocker as you get the running game kind of going here?
He did a good job for us. He did a good job. Again, the goal is to be consistent, and that's something that he's done for us, and we got to continue to improve on a daily basis, but he did a really nice job for us.
Last week, Jason asked Mike about the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Mike agreed with the premise that you guys need to do more of that, and you did on Sunday. So how does that happen? Is that part of the game plan? Is it the play calling? Is it just talking to riders throughout the week and making him kind of remember to look to the middle of the field more? How does that happen?
Attacking the middle of the field?
Yeah.
I'll just say this. We felt like going into the game, we knew what we had to get done from a scheme standpoint, and our guys did an outstanding job executing the game plan, making the most of those type of taking full advantage of those type opportunities. Sometimes you'll get teams playing you with a 3-shell, sometimes a 2-shell, and it's just, taking advantage of the opportunities. And I think we did a great job with that. Our guys went out and they executed and played well.
Default to Trevor Davis, do you think that changed anything for you? Did it open up anything for you just because they had to respect that a little bit? Or could you notice that yet? Or is that something that'll maybe happen later?
Well, you can kind of go back and look at that one particular play and his ability – the threat of having, that guy, take full advantage on that particular route and then coming back a few plays later as far as maybe it's not bump and run, press at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he's playing with more free access. So things like that kind of factor into it. And that's part of the process as far as how teams will decide to play you. But certainly, he did an outstanding job, on that particular route and winning that situation where he caused a defensive penalty, pass interference. So it was a great example of a guy trying to make the most of his opportunity.
With as strong of a training camp as he had, what is, I guess, why is Aberderis not getting any real tangible reps at this point? What's holding him back?
Again, coming out of training camp, he's been consistent. You know, at some point, he will get opportunities, and he'll be ready for those opportunities, and we expect him to make the most of those opportunities. But we have different packages each and every week, and it's the decisions that we'll make moving forward as far as whatever it takes for us to be successful and to attack the defense, to dictate to the defense. That's, you know, that's what we'll do, because ultimately it's all about winning, and you know, that's kind of how we view it. So you saw this past game, a lot of different packages, a lot of different people playing, and I'm sure we'll do whatever it takes moving forward to accomplish that same type of success.
What do you miss if Jared Cook misses a game or a few after the bye?
It's early right now, so I'm not sure if Coach McCarthy, obviously he'll address any injuries, but I'm not sure as far as where we're at, as far as, you know, the time that he could potentially miss. But with that being said, I know we have guys that are capable of stepping in there and getting the job done, just like they did yesterday.
Hey, Edgar, when you look at Jordy Nelson being back, and obviously from a schematic perspective, he helps you guys, but what do you think kind of having him back has done, you know, for the fellow, you know, receivers, offense? You know, yesterday he talked about, you know, showing a little bit more emotion after the touchdowns and things like that. So kind of energize guys.
Well, you know, you just said it. That was one of the areas that when you go back and you watch the tape, and we talk about play style, the energy, the excitement, the passion. You saw that yesterday. Guys truly enjoying, you know, each other, being good teammates, you know, covering the football, doing the little things. I mean, you saw that yesterday, that excitement. And it's nothing like playing at home in Lambeau Field. So, I mean, that was a big part of it. But certainly having Jordy come back, you know, that's an additional weapon. You know, that's an additional, when you talk about matchups, you know, things of that standpoint. So, again, for him to be back out on the field, and it's a process as far as moving forward. Again, it's all about improving on a daily basis, but having him back on the field certainly helps.